Dana, Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got a flight plan update for you here, and a whole bunch of words on shooting the water from the limb.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready for the flight plan update.
Okay, at 60 hours and 40 minutes, where you maneuver to TV attitude, we need to change the roll angle to 069. And as a result of that, we also change the high gain angles to minus 66, pitch and yaw 105.
Okay, Fred, I got the high gain angles of a minus 66 and 105, and say the new attitude for TV.
Okay, it's the only thing changed is the roll angle to 069, so it'll be 069-090-000.
069-090-000, minus 66, 105.
Okay. Now, now some words on the water dump. I'd like to delay the wastewater dump to 62 hours and 30 minutes, rather than the 59.50 that it had previously been set at.
Okay, I got it. Wastewater dump at 62.30, and say after that.
Okay, the after that was just to scratch out the 59.50 you headed before. Now some words on the on the camera operation. Al and Ed should take over to the limb with them, magazine F, out of the B8 cushion, and borrow your 18 millimeter lens out of the command module.
Okay, and they'll take magazine F out of B8, and I guess I'll let them borrow my 18 millimeter to take in the limb.
Okay, you just might make sure they give it back to you, but when they get it over there, they can stick it on the limb deck and...
I'll have to sign a receipt.
Yeah, and put the following settings required on the limb deck then. F8. 1/250th, 11 feet, and 24 frames a second.
Okay, put the 18 millimeter on the limb deck and set her up F8, 1/250th, 11 feet, and 24 frames per second.
Okay, and to run the camera, of course, they're going to need the sequence camera circuit breaker closed, and that actually fits in pretty well if they just do all this business right where that's called out on page 116, step 9 of the activation list.
Okay, they'll need the sequence camera circuit breaker in, and we're talking about page 116, step 9.
Right, Jen, if that doesn't quite align with the flight plan time I give you, that that 62.30, it didn't gonna matter that much anyway.
Okay.
Okay, now they need a cue from you, Stu, to let them know when you're going to start the dump, and... what they'd like them to do is have the camera pointing through the docking window of the limb, the upper window, right at the vent, and run it 20 seconds worth at 24 frames.
Okay, they'll bore sight on the vent and runner 20 seconds at 24 frames.
Okay, then they'd like to change the frame rate to 1 and run the camera for another 20 seconds.
Okay, change to 1 frame per second and run 20 seconds.
Okay, after that chore, they can rest a while and wait till you get down to the end of the water dump, Stu, and you can kind of give them the word when you're ready to shut her off. And then they'd like them to shoot the vent again at 24 frames a second for 10 seconds. How do you read me now?
Loud and clear, Fred.
Okay, we left off with them shooting 24 frames for 10 seconds when you turned the valve off.
That's affirmative.
Okay, then they're to change the frame rate to 1 frame per second and run the camera for at least 60 seconds until cloud particles are no longer visible. But I guess if neither of those two events happen in that time, they're not to run it longer than about 180 seconds worth. In other words, they'd like to get a picture of the last drop there, Stu.
Okay, they'll change to 1 frame per second for at least 60 seconds or until no vent, and max time will be 180 seconds.
Yeah, that's it. Then the only thing else is you can frisk them when they get back and make sure they got your 18 millimeter lens and the mag F back across, and they should put the 10 millimeter back on the LEM camera.
Roger, I'm having Al sign a receipt for the command module property in here in Fort Lee.
Okay. And 14, we're going to have a site change over here directly. We may lose you for a minute or so.
Okay.